This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Past the hour, it's the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug will be along momentarily. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here to serve you with all kinds of trending news. I don't know about you, Victoria, but it seemed like yesterday there was a lot of news. Like some days, it's never a slow news day, but we had the attack that the administration blamed on Iran on those oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. We had Kellyanne Conway getting told that she needs to resign because at least the Office of the Special Counsel thinks that she committed violations of something called the Hatch Act. We had some big sports news, which we'll get to in a few moments. And then, of course, Sarah Sanders yesterday afternoon at the White House said that she would be leaving her job at the White House. So she made that announcement on Thursday. The president said that she'd done a great job and that he hopes she'll run for governor of Arkansas. And I don't know if she'll do that, Dougie, but certainly she is ready for a change. And that's an intense job, and she really served the president even before he was president for 3.5 years.
Anyone see this coming? I was very surprised by that news. And she basically gave 2 weeks' notice.
I think you can see or understand, especially the way the news media handles her, the mistrust they have, or distrust, whatever it is, the way the rudeness, the crudeness. It's just for her anyway, because she represents Trump, and the news media doesn't like Trump. They take it out on her. I think that there's...
Well, she's also been caught in some blatant lies, too. Let's be totally honest here.
But that isn't a reason for them to be... They all tell lies. They're all there to do the bidding of the people. They work for the president, so they do what they're told.
Right.
And she's no different than anybody else has been in that job.
Right. I remember when Ron Nesson... I'm just saying it's not all just the news media's fault. I mean, they've caught
her. I didn't say it was their fault. I'm saying that she's leaving because of the stridency of the way every single thing she does, like with many other people, these the folks who have the power of the pen have the ability to have more access, if you will, see more, hear more, write more. It would be interesting if in the case of a lot of these people that do the criticism and the writing, if somebody were to turn the table on them and examine their lives or examine what they do and examine how they do it. Somebody like that, and I don't even mean Sarah Sanders, as I think Jennifer just pointed out and you acknowledged, Victoria, it's a tough job.
Well, every press secretary, it seems like, there's a lot of turnover in that job. So I just thought that I was very surprised that she left, because I think of anybody, you know, Sean Spicer wasn't there that long, and then I thought that she would stick around because she's pretty tough.
Sean Spicer left on purpose because he had lost the ability to lead that room, and I actually had a chance to talk with him in one-on-one, and he just said, I knew it was my time. He said, I knew because we couldn't, he acknowledges he started things off on the wrong foot with the wrong tone with the news media, which is really why he stepped aside. Sarah Sanders had worked for candidate Trump, and then she was brought into the press office by Sean Spicer, got the promotion to press secretary. I think, I know a lot of people like don't like to acknowledge some of the things that she's done, but I think she's handled this with as much grace and dignity as you possibly could. She was attacked when she would go to restaurants, and she's got 3 little kids. And this is a job where you're always on. The president, you're always at the call of the president, so he can call at all hours.
Somebody like that, yeah.
And then you have to be on call for every member of the media. So just because, you know, a lot of people think because she wasn't giving public press briefings that somehow she wasn't working. She would give gaggles, which are these press briefings basically on the White House lawn every single day, and she'd have to take phone calls from the press every single day. When you have three little kids, that's a lot to handle. Yeah. And these jobs, it's notorious. The reason there's so much turnover in this position is because people burn out on it fast, because you're literally on schedule 24 hours a day. So
yeah. Why'd she take the job in the first place?
Why wouldn't you? I think you have to. Because Sean Spicer left, and they needed someone to do it, and I think she stepped up, and I think she did a great job. Only the third woman to ever do that.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know if I, even men, women, doesn't make, for me, I don't separate.
It's just a traditionally male job, I guess, which is, the last woman to serve was in George Bush's administration. Dana Perino, who's now on Fox News, was the press secretary. And I don't know who the first one was. She was the second. I don't know who the first one was.
Dee Dee Myers. Clinton, right?
Yeah, for Clinton. Yeah. And then that's it. Yeah, they're a small club.
Good call. That was, I'm trying to remember. It was Clinton. There was a woman there. I'm trying to remember what her name was. So, Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, the mother of an 8-year-old boy, made the right move this week when she took him to an after-hours clinic. The son felt weak. He'd been visiting the zoo. Fever cropped up. Mysterious red stripe materialized on his arm. Stripe turned out to be a sign that the scratch that he'd gotten at the zoo had become infected, very infected, which prompted a visit to the doctor, who diagnosed sepsis, which is a blood infection that can kill you if it isn't treated. It isn't something you leave until the next day when the doctors are back in the office, the mother said. Her name is Alexandra Ruddy. Shared the story on Facebook, posted the photo of the red streak. Kind of a warning, she said, to other parents, especially because his arm wounds didn't look like they were infected. Yeah, I get scratches all the time. You do. We all do. But now that post has been shared 37,000 times, and it's a good warning, it's a signal, it's a sign. So something to, just something to consider. Always check these things out, especially now. You never know where it's going to land or where children are going to be. Speaking of that, Texas Governor Greg Abbott taking care of children and business in Texas this week signed a law that prohibits police from shutting down a lemonade stand. If your child wants to sell lemonade in Texas, you're okay now. A video was posted to Twitter. Governor signed what he called the common sense law, and he was, as he was signing it, he had a big glass of lemonade. The bill legalized the occasional sale of lemonade and other non-alcoholic drinks that are sold on stands by minors if you're on private property or house, whatever. The bill, inspired by a case down in Texas in which a children's lemonade stand was shut down by the authorities. The two sisters, I remember this like it was yesterday, Andrea and Zoe Green set up a neighborhood stand. They wanted to raise $100 to take their dad to visit Splash Kingdom on Father's Day. The police showed up and shut the lemonade stand down because the sister didn't have a permit. Jeez, these people. How damn clueless are they? And there have been stories like this all around the country for years, years and years and years. So the lemonade stand law goes into effect the 1st of September, which seems kind of silly, because summer's over then. Why don't you have it go into effect the 1st of July or next week? That's the only criticism I can find with this. Either or any of you have little lemonade stands or do things like this to make money when you were children?
Sure.
I used to come up with all kinds of weird businesses to make money, but not a lemonade stand. I never did that.
No. This is the kind of stuff that drives people nuts.
A lot of the story does drive you nuts, and it's crazy that I don't know, but a lot of these stories happen, and these lemonade stands have been shut down across the country because neighbors are the ones calling the cops. Yeah. Which is so stupid. This is not just the police driving by and wanting to shut down a little kid. These are neighbors who are, you know, like, oh, he mowed 3 blades of grass on my property
line.
Everybody's
got a chip on his shoulder.
That's where it comes from. It's stupid neighbors that have been doing this.
Yeah, it really is. It is. I came into this last night. We had a meeting of the board, the planning board in Framingham, guy across the street from me has clear-cut the... He lives on a hill, and he clear-cut all the trees. Thousands of trees he cut all of them down.
Oh,
and so he wanted to... This was almost 2 years ago he did it when he first moved in. And I remember, I didn't say anything to him. I don't know the guy. I didn't meet him. And I usually am all about live and let live. But he made a mess. If I were to post a picture of what it looked like before on this hill and after he had finished clear-cutting the trees off of it, he didn't know what he was going to run into sooner or later. And he just, it was the point being that once he called attention to himself, he brought the wrath of not only the neighborhood, but of authority on him. There's this little thing about trees and another thing about stones, another thing about how close you are to the road and what you're doing up back. And so now what he's done is create his own demise, because he's never going to be able to do what they want him to do as far as the value of the land is concerned. And I say that because government is involved in everything and everything and everything. And I had another, I'm on the farm. We have an ice cream bus go around to various events and sell ice cream, and we got a permit for it early in the year, and it explained all of the things that we needed to explain. So we're doing a special. If you go to EastleighFarm.com or Facebook.com/EastleighFarm, you'll see the story about next week's big event, a recreation of the Civil War. We've done this for 2 or 3 years in the summertime at the farm, and it gets thousands of people come. It's really kind of a cool event. But there's a separate permit needed for one little thing that we're doing that's actually covered by another permit. And the license lady keeps sending me email telling me I got to fill out the form, and I send it back. And I said, we've already filled it out, and I'm not filling it out again. It was the same question, the same information, and all they want is another $35 fee, and I'm not going to pay it. So, but that's the kind of thinking. It's all about them, and it's not about public service, not about serving you. It's just the world revolves around them, and we all have. I mean, the world revolves around all of us, I guess. You can only perceive the world from your perspective, and then you understand everybody has their own perspective, and they have their own job, and they construct how the world is according to them. I guess that may go back to applying to Sarah Sanders. You can apply it to anything. I think what we all are obliged to do, hopefully, make the world a better place and make your own life more successful. And I don't think that comes with having to over-regulate or over just involve yourself. It's just too much government. I mean, it really is. Every time you turn around, there's something. I bet where you are, Victoria, in that building, there's all kinds of regulations. If you have an association, there's more rules and regulations. And maybe they're born out of necessity because people abuse the privilege. Again, I guess I look at the guy across the street and what he did to his property and how it affected property values in the whole neighborhood. It's an interesting world, and how people interpret their quote-unquote rights. I have a right to do this, and I have a right to do that. Well, yeah, I guess you do, but there's a point at which it becomes obnoxious, and I think many of us have reached that with our communities and where we live. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, I want you to know how easy it is for the weight loss that you've been seeking. You're searching for a way to lose an extra 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 40 pounds, whatever it is. You want to do it responsibly, and you can do it that way using Calitrin, because it's the only healthy way to lose weight. No stimulants, no drugs, no diets, none of that stuff. It's the all-natural way. Get on the program. Go to toploss.com. Take 4 of these capsules every night before you go to bed. Stay on the program for 4 to 6 months. You'll lose what you want to lose, and you'll keep the weight off, which is important. Go to toploss.com. Use the code DJV. For Father's Day, you get $10 off each bottle, $30 off a 90-day supply, and free shipping. Code DJV at toploss.com to lose the weight safely using Calitrin.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I ain't trying to mess with your self-expression, but I've learned a lesson that stressing and obsessing about somebody else is no fun. And snakes and stones never broke my bones, so
that may be the word or the phrase of the day. You need to calm down. From Taylor Swift. She went live on Instagram yesterday to tell fans that there's a brand new song, This Is It, You Need to Calm Down, would be coming out at midnight, and that a video would follow next Monday, would be previewed on Good Morning America. So, here it is. And in addition to this new song, she also revealed that her much-anticipated seventh album, Lover, is coming out on the 23rd of August. It's an 18-track album. She says it's very romantic. Told hundreds of thousands of fans who tuned into her Instagram live account, don't expect all love songs, though, even though it's very romantic. Not just simply thematically, you can find romance in loneliness or sadness. In addition to the standard physical CD, also be four deluxe editions of Lover available at Target stores. Smart move on their part. Each of the four deluxe editions will include different content, according to Ms. Swift. She also revealed a collaboration with designer Stella McCartney, who is the wife of Paul, right?
Daughter.
The daughter, okay. Right.
She's, yeah, very, very big in the fashion world for many years now.
Right. She's going to release fashions inspired by the music of Lover. Well, that's an interesting theme. So she's become completely pop now. There's no real country flavor, wasn't that? She started as a country artist, but don't you think this is pretty much completely pop?
Yeah. Yep. She's completely turned over to the dark side.
To the dark side.
Which is kind of funny because a couple of months ago when I was in Nashville for the first time, we went to the Country Music Museum, and there's a whole wing that's called the Taylor Swift Education Center, and it's just, it's kind of funny when you walk in, you're like, she hasn't even done a country song in years, and they built this whole wing for her.
Yeah, I mean, her last album that was kind of country was like Red, and that was, I don't know, like 6 or 7 years ago, something. Yeah. It was quite a while ago, so I don't know, but she still wins country awards, so good for her, I guess.
Yep, she's learned how to play it, that's for sure. So, interesting new song and music from Taylor Swift as we get started focusing on some music here. Every hour we have that focus for a few moments. We move from Taylor Swift to Elton and Taran. Is it, we pronounce it Taran or Taran?
Taran.
Taran. Okay.
Him too.
Who's the star of Rocket Man. When he was beginning to approach the role of Elton John, Mr. Egerton, Taran, couldn't Taran. Have known Taran, him too.
Taran, like Karen.
Karen, okay. Karen and Taran, sitting in the tree in that suite. He couldn't have known that he and the star would become fast friends. Now, following the release of the film, Taran calls Elton a friend and a collaborator. Yesterday, the two released a music video for their duet, I'm Gonna Love Me Again, written by Elton and Bernie Taupin. That was his music for Rocket Man. The new video consists of shots both from archive footage of Elton's career, clips of Egerton, from the film, as well as studio footage of the two as they recorded the song. That'd be kind of cool.
There's some cute footage of them in the studio.
And there, you saw it?
Yeah, you can just see they have such a bond. It's
good
really
chemistry.
Nice. Yeah, it's good. Very cute. This song actually plays as the closing credits. And if you haven't seen the movie yet, definitely stay for the closing credits because there are some, I won't give it away, but there's some really cute stuff that happens at the very end.
Good. So the film has become a really good success, maintaining an impressive 90% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. So, that's the story. 28 after the hour.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are, and those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do, and then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code D.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After Secretary of State Mike Pompeo claims that Iran was behind the attacks based on an intelligence assessment, the U.S. military now says it has video evidence supporting the claim that Iran was behind the attack on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman yesterday. The military says the video shows men on an Iranian Navy boat removing an unexploded mine from the side of one of those Japanese-owned tankers. The Golden State Warriors championship winning streak comes to an end as Toronto's Raptors took the title last night and are the new NBA champs. Raptors head coach Nick Nurse.
It means a lot for our city and our and the country and for these players, staff, you know, incredible group of people.
It's the Raptors' first NBA title. New York's state legislature has voted to remove all non-medical exemptions for immunizations. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Four after the hour now. It's Friday, June 14th, Flag Day, as a matter of fact. We'll acknowledge that, pay tribute to the flag in a matter of moments. We are on the air on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. So it seems that one of the big stories, normally in this half hour we have a couple of sports stories, but I thought we got to lead with the end of the Celtics season. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's basketball. It's not the Celtics season. It's the basketball
season. Well, Celtics do play basketball, but...
Yes, they do. They,
says the Boston guy who, all
yeah, right?
who
doesn't watch any
Boston team. No, the Boston team. That's how they are in Massachusetts.
Well, the Celtics didn't win. The Bruins didn't win. So let's give it over to the Raptors.
They still have the Patriots and the Red Sox, so you're
that's
fine.
That's right.
Two out of four ain't bad.
All right, so Victoria, who's watched this game or who's been
Pay well, I'm going to defer to Kara on this one because Kara has been following this series. Toronto became the first team outside the U.S. to become NBA champions, and this was a pretty tight series, and Kara was rooting for the Toronto Raptors, so take it away, Kara.
Oh, God, so much pressure. Well, Victoria was upset with me because I was cheering for the Raptors because, well, Drake was also cheering for the Raptors because he's from Canada, and a lot of people don't like him. So they were anti-Raptors. But I don't know. I thought it was a lot of fun. This is Toronto's. They're a relatively new team. I think they've only been around since 95. But this was their first NBA championship ever, which was kind of cool. I was cheering for them because my favorite player, Kawhi Leonard, is on the team. But, yeah, they won 114-10 in California, which was kind of a big deal. They were in Oracle Arena, which is where the Golden State Warriors play. So, but apparently a ton of Canadian fans went and they all stormed the court afterwards. So, I don't know, it was just a lot of fun. I like an underdog story, which is why I kind of liked when the St. Louis Blues won because the Boston Bruins have won a ton. A Golden State has won, well, I think, like 2015, 2017, and 2018. So it's, I don't know, it's kind of fun to see
it
a
is team nice
who's never
team.
Won before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, your boy Kawhi Leonard was named the Finals MVP for the second time. So he actually had a pretty good series too. So it's the Drake thing is just. I don't know.
It's just funny because he sits on the. I think he's
an ambassador.
On. Yeah.
Yeah. He's just so you know, Doug, the reason that people are incensed by this is that Drake, the rapper singer guy, has been named like the sort of ambassador to the team. So he sits there and he wears a jersey and he sits on the sidelines and he's very, very involved and he thinks he's a coach and like it's just he practically thinks he's playing on the team and he's not. And so a lot of people have been rubbed the wrong way by Drake throughout the series. That's why kind of Toronto took a hit with some of the fans because right, Drake is so annoying.
Speaking of rubbing people the wrong way, and while we're in the sports department, Megan Rapinoe, you know who she is from the U.S. National the World
the
Cup
women's
championship
soccer team. Yeah.
Soccer team.
She's
she
like
doesn't.
Colin Kaepernick, isn't she?
Yeah, in a manner of speaking, she doesn't sing the Star Spangled Banner. She doesn't put her hand over her heart. This kind of stuff. She says there's been a campaign against her of misinformation and misunderstanding because they're not familiar with her activism.
Well, where does she put her hands? I'm just curious because I typically don't put my hand over my heart either.
I don't either.
I cross them in front of myself or behind myself.
Hand by my side. A lot of people, if they have a hat on, put that over their heart. But I don't know where that started, as a matter of fact, Kara. That's a good question.
I don't think that means you're un-American.
Yeah, it's not a requirement.
No.
Well,
none of
this
stuff.
I think the idea is that she's different than the rest of the team. I think she's acting differently than the rest of the team. And
for what reason?
She said that she was protesting. I think she's protesting
inequality and injustice.
Yeah. So we know she is protesting. It's not like she's just putting her arms by her side for no reason. She's doing that just because she's talked about it.
Yeah. I think it has to do with Trump, frankly.
Yeah, no, she doesn't like him. She's been pretty outspoken
like
about it.
But Trump is not the country. Trump is the president for a while. He's the president. He's not the country. The country stands for, as we all know, from time to time, country stands for different things than its leadership does, whether it's the president or Congress or whomever. Listen, she's welcome to do what she wants. It's just an interesting focus that you see a lot of people paying a lot of attention to, frankly.
I just don't know if it's appropriate if you're playing to represent your country. Well, then do you hate your country? I question why she plays soccer for the I don't know why she plays soccer for the U.S. team if she's not on the U.S. team, right?
She doesn't like Trump. And that doesn't mean that she doesn't like America.
I think that's kind of simplistic to say it's just anti-Trump. I don't think that that's what it is. But, you know, this whole First Amendment.
Inequality and stuff, yeah. Mm.
Well, there's a lot of inequality in our country.
Yep,
so
sure
you can still love our country and point out the fact that there are a lot of huge flaws in this country. And I think I think some people just can't wrap their brains around that. It's like either you love your country 100%, it's all or nothing.
America.
Most of America lives in the middle. Most of America will say, I love living here, but there are
country,
some things
right
I would change.
My country, right or wrong, is the
Well, question. I don't think that's what I'm trying to say. I'm saying I find it odd that if you're unhappy with what the country is or what the country represents, which is what this woman is saying, then why would you play for a team that represents those things?
Because it's the biggest opportunity for women soccer players
so
in the country.
So then she's greedy. So she's greedy and she's not really living her protest. If she was living her protest, she wouldn't play on the team.
I don't think that's true, actually. I think I think this is apples and oranges.
I think this gives her a platform to do something.
Exactly.
She wouldn't have the platform if she didn't play.
Correct. I mean, to play devil's advocate, if I'm against, and I think this happens all the time, like to play devil's advocate, if I'm against what talk radio stands for in this country, then why would I be on talk radio? If I'm against
that's everything, maybe I should find another platform
like television or that doesn't make any sense, though.
Sometimes you have to work a job. I'm against a lot of things that talk radio stands for, and yet here I am working every day on this show. So I'm not against what this show stands for, but I don't think
right.
you can just
simply say
that, like, oh, if you're against one thing that this, you know, platform stands for, you're against one thing in the country.
Take yourself out of the game. Yeah, that's...
I just think if you think that the country is that bad, and again, this is all devil's advocate here. I could care less about this woman. She can do whatever she wants. But I just think it's odd that if you are so against the team, why play for the team?
She's not against the team.
Well, I mean, she's not against the country. She's against the country,
but she's
though,
not
right?
No, she's not. She's not against the country.
She's against some things that happen within the country.
Yeah.
She won't stand for the national anthem, which represents the country, right and wrong, good and bad. That's an important thing.
That's a very overly simplistic way to define that, though.
I mean, I don't know.
You know, the thing that really bugs me is this. There's such a double standard, it seems, these days with free speech. If you're on the far right, you have a president who signed an executive order to increase free speech on college campuses, which basically means that if you're on the far right, you now can say all kinds of whatever you want to say. And we know on the alt-right, it's some pretty horrific stuff that they
may
say.
May not be a great
white supremacy and things like that.
Okay, that's
no, but what I'm saying,
people that have been thrown off college campuses are not talking about white supremacists. They're being
but everyone's protected.
Just as dangerous.
But what I'm saying is everyone is protected under free speech. So if you're on the far right, you're saying I have a right to say whatever it is. It doesn't matter if it's white supremacy, whatever. But if you're on the far left and you want to talk about inequality and injustice, the far left is getting slammed so much for having the same First Amendment rights. It doesn't make any sense to me about where this double standard comes from.
I don't see it that way at all, but what I will say, and just to clarify, is I take no issue with what she's saying. She has a right to say it, and I hope that she does. What I question is if she's so against what the country stands for, it's odd that she would play to promote its team. That's all. I mean, she can say whatever she wants. I take no issue with that. I hope everybody says what they want. And by the way, I appreciate people who call out inequalities in the country. I really do. I just think it's a bit hypocritical that if you don't like what's happening in the country, that you spend your time playing for it. That's all. Right.
So today...
All right, we'll all have to agree to disagree.
We can do that. Flag Day is today, speaking of our country.
Right.
And patriotism and that good old stuff. Flag Day marks the second Continental Congress's adoption of the national flag, June 14, 1777. First flag, thanks to Betsy Ross, featured the same 13 red and white stripes we see today. The number and arrangement of stars, however, has changed as the number of states have increased. Current flag has remained the same since 1960, when we got our 50th state, Hawaii. So... just sort of tongue-in-cheekishly with that in as the backdrop, I think it's very interesting, all of the hoopla about the color redesign the president has come up with for Air Force One and how much noise the several congressional leaders have come back with. The president wants to paint the new plane that's coming around, I think it's till 2024, red, white, and blue. And so
I thought that design was approved, like, a while ago.
Well, apparently not by some of the people who
I think it's
why
half
wasn't
playing it.
It
looks
why
like
wasn't
a,
it
a
red, white, and blue
shirt.
why wasn't it originally? Originally, it was designed by Kennedy. I think it was Jackie Kennedy who designed it with light blue. Yeah, because it's light blue, which is not really our color.
Well, it's pretty, though. All right, here we go. Time for us to win, or time for you to win at the Works Father's Day prize package we have put together right now at 888-302-3684. The first, second, third, fourth, fifth, I don't know. You pick a caller. We'll start with someone. And by the way, if you've won on these sorts of contests before, give other people the chance to win. 888-302-3684, which is 888-302-DOUG. We have two Works products. They come together every time we have a holiday celebration. Great for fathers, great for Father's Day. You can win and give it to your father for Father's Day. It's the new Works 40-volt HydroShot portable power cleaner, worth a couple of $100, and the Works turbine blower, which is worth $100 and a half. So we have $350 worth of Father's Day things to use around the house, even though that's kind of sexist because a lot of mothers want to use the same stuff. But because it's Father's Day, that's the gimmick. So if you'd like to avail yourself of this prize package, the question is, identify for us, please, the name of the person leaving her big job at the White House. 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. Who is the person leaving her big job? The announcement just made. This person is leaving her big job at the White House. So if you got the answer, you know who it is, then you get on board and we'll take the callers in a matter of moments. Some television news here. The City on the Hill, this story, I was up late last night. I was watching Kevin Bacon on the Late Show with Booba Dooba. And it was an interesting conversation about, I thought, because the guy who plays the bad guy on the show is a business partner of mine, and he's become a good friend. Jonathan Tucker is the baddie. And he, remember I first brought his name up, ladies, Kara went right to his IMDb, whatever they call it, and there's some pretty starchy pictures of him playing various roles. He likes to play the bad guy. He is the bad guy in this one. Never got a mention because he and Kevin Bacon did not get along at all during the very contentious. And apparently part of it was that Kara Sidgwick, who is Kevin's wife, was the director. He didn't talk about this on the air. I'm just talking about it. I got a kick out of watching his interview last night talking about the story. What he didn't say was that it was shot in New York. It wasn't shot in Boston, which was part of the conflict because when Jonathan signed on, he's from Charlestown. He wanted to play, a bad guy that he knew about as a kid from Boston. And then Kevin didn't want to go to Boston. He decided he wanted to stay home. So that's why they shot it in New York. Anyway, it looks like it'd be an interesting show if you want to check it out. It starts on Sunday night on Showtime. I see Idris Elba is going to do a stunt show. Anybody? Elba versus Block. Ken Block is a stunt professional, apparently. Cool. Rally car driver. Looks like a very interesting go. Yeah. All right, Jennifer, give us a few highlights so we can get to who wins the prize here.
Sure, on Sunday, you've got World Cup soccer. Again, you can watch that girl take her little protest. A women's World Cup soccer, U.S. versus Chile. Chile's actually a worse team than they played the last time, and they blew them out, so it should be a pretty easy win for the United States team. Also, America's Got Talent on Sunday. And Dougie, the good fight is coming to CBS. You can see it on television.
That's on
Sunday at 8. Tonight, I'd say your big choice, you could watch Dateline on NBC or American Ninja Warrior is new tonight on NBC at 8.
All right, let's go to number five. Caller five is Reggie, who's in Arkansas. Reggie, welcome to the DJV program. How are you doing? Hello, Reggie. This is Dougie. There he is. Hi, Reggie.
Hey.
So, who is the person who's leaving her big job at the White House?
Sarah Huckabee.
Yeah, Sarah Huckabee, who's from your state of Arkansas, is she not?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what
would
you think
of her for governor, like the president said?
What now?
Would you vote for her for governor?
She's not running for governor, is she?
No, that was what that's what President Trump had suggested she do. Go home to Arkansas, run for governor.
All right, Reggie, hold on a second. We got a bad connection, but we'll make sure you get connected with this prize package. Good Father's Day present for you from the Works. We give you the Works here, and you got the Works going. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Hello?
congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Time for our top five overview of the hot hits in technology. The report from Victoria Keelan, the thing she's been reporting on actually all week long, here summarized in the top five. We started number five with a kind of interesting news from Amazon. I guess that's the best way, that's the best adjective I come up with, Victoria. Interesting.
Yeah, well, Amazon is finding a way to get its rewards credit card into the hands of more people, and so what they've done is they have partnered with Synchrony Financial, and they're launching a program called Amazon Credit Builder. So this is for people who have really bad credit scores or people who are considered to be underbanked or unbanked, meaning that they don't have a bank account. And so this new Amazon card is a secured card, so if you open with a $500 deposit, then you have a $500 credit limit. And the nice thing is, the new card this new secured card gives you all the same perks as the Amazon reward card. You still get 5% back on cash purchases and things like that. And you can also graduate out of this once you demonstrate an ability to pay your bill on time. So this is in the Amazon Credit Builder. If you go to apply for the Amazon credit card, if you don't get approved for that, it will automatically prompt you to go to the Amazon Credit Builder instead.
Right. All right, there you go. Number four
interesting reality on Steven Spielberg and what he's doing now. This is a really interesting how this takes place technologically. Very interesting.
This was very kind of cool news this week from Steven Spielberg. He's writing a horror series that's meant to be watched on smartphones. But the twist is you'll only be able to watch it when it's dark outside. It's called Spielberg's After Dark. It will play out over 10 to 12 episodes exclusively on Quibi, which is a new app that's short for Quick Bites. That has been started by Jeffrey Katzenberg, the former Disney exec. And it is only going to be watched on smartphones. And so it will only be available at night. And this will be the internal clock of your phone will unlock this Quibi content for you, which is pretty cool. And so the clock will appear in the app, and then it will count down until the moment that the sun disappears. Then you'll be able to watch the Spielberg show, and as soon as it's light out again, it goes away. And so Quibi is going to launch in 2020, in the spring of 2020. They have a few little things that are going to be launching before that, but it will cost $4.99 a month for the ad-supported version and $7.99 a month for ad-free.
There you go. Number three on our way to number one on our overview of the hot hits from the world of technology, the hack that took place in the Philadelphia court system, at least their online system.
Yep, Philadelphia is still dealing with this. This has been several weeks now, and it's kind of just leaking out to the mainstream media. But the Philadelphia courts have had a horrible problem with a big hack that basically spread malware throughout their computers, so they had to shut down the entire system so it wouldn't spread further. And in the meantime, this is creating lots of havoc. People can't report to jury duty. They don't know if they need to report to jury duty. The court system is trying to answer questions on Twitter. It's pretty much a huge mess. And Baltimore is also still dealing with the ransomware attack that they had a couple months ago. So this is something that is prompting a lot of conversation amongst major cities. How can they protect themselves? And then once they are attacked, how do you properly deal with it?
Number two, a Google alert. Google, I love saying that word. Google.
Yeah, Google is updating its SOS alerts with more real-time information about areas affected by natural disasters and a new navigation warning that will help you using Google Maps to route around the danger, which is pretty cool. So they have some more detailed visual information as well about earthquakes, hurricanes, and floods. And for hurricanes, Google will attempt to forecast the route and then display a crisis notification card in Google Maps if you're in an affected area. Flood forecasts will show an overlay on the map of affected areas as well. And then for earthquakes, you will get a crisis notification, which will show you the epicenter, the magnitude, and the areas affected. And then Google Maps will show you how to navigate safely around them.
All right, number one, a focus on the federal communications clowns. Commission, excuse me.
Well, I know exactly. It is clowns. But in this case, the FCC is actually doing something, and they're cracking down on illegal robocalls. And the commission voted to allow cell phone carriers to automatically block them on behalf of customers. Now, 26.3 billion robocalls were placed to the U.S. Just last year. That's a lot of robocalls. And everyone who even works in the FCC, including the chairman, Ajit Pai, has complained about getting these robocalls constantly on their phone. Everyone with a cell phone gets them. It's really annoying. So now, really, the ball is in the court of all of the major cell phone carriers to see, are they going to charge customers for blocking it, or will it be included?
There it is. Top five technology stories. Thank you, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.